Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week, we look at a fascinating study from Meredith Chivers, a psychology professor at Queen's University in Ontario, Canada. She is a, quote, highly regarded scientist and a member of the editorial board of the world's leading journal of sexual research, the Archives of Sexual Behavior, end quote. In her study, women were attached to a machine that tracked their vaginal arousal through engorgement of blood and moisture seeping through the vaginal walls. And it showed that these women were indeed aroused by watching bonobo monkeys have sex. But when questioned, the women reported they were not aroused. In the same study, straight, gay, and bisexual women all appeared to show arousal at watching videos of gay men having sex, straight intercourse, lesbian sex, and naked women doing calisthenics. This is awesome, awesome bit of research here. Women reported in each account experiencing less desire than their body's responses showed, except in the case of straight women watching heterosexual sex, where they reported more arousal than their body showed. One of the conclusions of the study was that women are not recognizing arousal in their body because of so many cultural filters and judgments that intercept the arousal pathway from the vagina to the head. The judgment of what is acceptable sexually and makes a woman a good girl versus a bad girl is so profoundly internalized. Body and sexual shaming is so prevalent at every turn that it is entirely possible that women have stopped hearing their body's cues of arousal and turn-on. Any stirrings of arousal are put through a rigorous internalized cultural lens of judgment, and in judging arousal, we extinguish it. Straight men hooked up to a similar test showed arousal while watching women having sex together and straight intercourse, but experienced no arousal when watching bonobos or gay men together. Gay men experience no arousal watching women or bonobos, but plenty of arousal watching men be sexual together. They reported what their bodies responded to accurately. Some might say that men have an external barometer of their own erection, so it's easy to notice when they're turned on or not, and that makes it easier for them to recognize their own arousal honestly. Men also live in a culture that supports their sexuality to an extent. I'm not saying that it's all easy for men by any stretch, but we do understand, by and large, that for men, being sexual makes them be seen as a stud, which gains them social status. They're seen as having increased value when being sexual, while parallel behavior in women may gain them the title of slut instead. And with that judgment comes the idea that a woman's value has decreased. Growing up in a culture that asserts subtly and overtly that being sexual can decrease your value as a human can lead a woman to distrusting, shutting off, and suppressing her own sexual arousal for fear of the social consequences acting on it could create for her. What I love about this study is the inkling that perhaps women are really turned on by a huge variety of sexual stimulus, and they just don't know it. Perhaps it's not that it's harder for women to get turned on as we culturally tend to think, but that perhaps it's just harder for women to accept that we are turned on. The quest for women of navigating the neural pathways of desire from between her legs to her mind, then accepting it, owning it, and expressing it is certainly a long and winding path that she can allow or block at any point. This idea that women's bodies and minds are not always unified, not through any fault of their own, but due to hundreds of years of conditioning about what we are supposed to feel or do in order to be deemed valuable by others, is useful for women to know. What is incredibly important about these findings is that we understand that as women, perhaps we don't fully know what we are turned on by. If we arm ourselves with this information, we could choose to start a new era of connecting with our bodies. If we bring a spirit of total curiosity to our body and life, and pay exquisite attention to our physical responses, and begin to recognize when we get turned on and when arousal occurs between our legs, instead of just allowing what we permit ourselves to be turned on by, we could make more space for our vast eroticism to breathe a little more freely and ultimately thrive. Of course, feeling arousal does not mean we have to act on our arousal. It just means we are aroused. We still have lots of choice about what we want to do with it. It's unlikely that any of the women in this study wanted to have sex with bonobos, but that watching something so similar to human sex merely made them feel sexual. We must begin to soften our own internalized judgment or practice holding other people's values about our sexuality at bay long enough that we can begin to hear our own body's call over our mind's opinions long enough to recognize our own arousal. Only then can the lock of the constraints of cultural shaming begin to loosen. That is when the distance from our own wetness to our hearts and minds becomes a direct pathway, dripping in compassion for ourselves. Know that the maps of your desire are still to be written, explored, and discovered. They begin to be uncovered only by us, in the privacy of our own body, as we pay attention to our quickening pulse. Your challenge this week, man or woman, is to become an explorer, trying on the idea that you don't know fully what you are turned on by. Really notice your body's signs of arousal. It could show up for you as a slight flutter of sensation, or an increase in heat between your legs. Your heart rate could increase, there may be a catch of your breath, or there may be a whole other range of micro moments of sensation for you to be on the lookout for. Pay attention for moments out in the world or with your partner. When you feel any of these moments, begin to notice when you get turned on, even when it surprises you. If you experience judgment any time about your desires, just flood yourself with compassion and understanding. Tell yourself something like, I get it, that's not allowed, but I'm still feeling it. And go on. Every time you let yourself feel desire, you are overturning hundreds of years of shaming. And that is a courageous act. There are links to a New York Times article about Meredith Shiver's study and more information on how the scientists actually studied women's turn-on with probes in their vaginas, fascinating stuff, over on the show notes page of this podcast at pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're at the website, come join our newsletter so you don't miss a thing in the Pleasure Mechanics universe. It is rich and juicy stuff, as you can see. When you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.